Hello, Greg speaking.
Hey, Greg, it's John.
Hey, John.
The Google partner.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, doing good. We had a callback set up for about 20 minutes ago. I know you're probably busy, though.
Yeah, I just got a little tied up.
Okay, is it better time now?
Yeah, we're good for a few minutes.
Okay. So the same thing that I told you earlier is that I wanted to kind of start out small together and go 1 month at a time. So I was able to reduce the monthly cost down to $299 to try to compete with your overall cost with Angie. And what I'm hoping we do here is I'll give you access to a tracking system that lets you see specifically what's coming from us as opposed to what's coming from them. And then that way I'll beat them out. You know, you can compare the two side by side, and then we could talk about, you know, something long term or expanding into a Google Guarantee type campaign when you're ready.
What exactly is Google Guarantee?
Google Guarantee is Google's newest product. They just rolled it out 3 months ago. Those are those guys at the very top of the screen, and it says Google Guarantee. Google guarantees you a certain amount of leads and that you'll be at the very top of the first page. They also guarantee you that your leads are exclusive and you don't pay unless you consider them qualified. So they're not being sent to anybody else and they don't charge you unless you qualify it or are able to give them a bid.
Okay.
And then Google also provides you with a $2,000 insurance policy, or the homeowner, I should say, that you're working with. A $2,000 insurance policy for the life of the job, because we're basically telling them that we've vetted you already and done background screening on you and that you're going to go out and get it done the first time. So if something bad happens, we cover
that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's the best. I mean, honestly, it's the best form of marketing and advertising there is to date. It's just some guys don't like paying per lead. So that's kind of why I was just leaning towards you having this local listing. You know, it sets it at a flat rate, $299, and then you don't get charged per lead or click or call. So,
yeah.
Same type of placement. You're still on the first page. You're just right underneath the Google Guarantee guys, next to a map. There's only like three of you that are listed in that section, and it's just $299 and you unlimited amount of calls. So people can call you all day long. Your bill stays $299. So my plan was to start you with that. You know, see how your reviews go, see how you like it, how things are going, try to generate as many clients and reviews as we can over the next month or two, and then we can revisit the conversation for Google Guarantee if that's something that you want to do. It'll be a lot easier for us to get your background screenings pushed through if we already have 1 or 2 months of working with you on the local listing, and we can show them everything's going smooth.
Yeah. Couple of questions. That sounds good, by the way. What other one or two other questions?
Okay.
I would term them more logistically related to this program.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of questions. First would be, with the $299 sort of starter pack service you're speaking of.
Yeah.
What systematically is built in to this type of program that dictates? You had mentioned some of the competition, Hero Roofing, PCRS.
Oh, yeah.
What dictates where and how I show up on somebody's Google search page, the first page that pops up? How do I know what's happening behind the scenes as far as where I populate on that page compared to the competition?
Right. So every client that we get goes into a client interview. Traditionally, these local listings will cover about a 50-mile radius, but you can cover or dictate where you're showing. You could also eliminate areas. You also dictate what services you show up for. As far as being listed 1, 2, or 3, all we can do is tell you you're going to be in that section, but how you're listed 1, 2, or 3 is going to be based on the location of the end user. We try to give them the top options, but then kind of order them in a way that, hey, this guy's closest to you, this guy's furthest from you. Make sense?
Yeah, that actually your answer kind of bleeds into the second part of the question. Is I was wondering what logistics are there that, how to ask, I don't even know, I'm so ignorant about this, I don't even know how to ask it.
Okay.
Let's say somebody's in Macon, Georgia, because I work that area.
Okay.
And comparatively, somebody's in Noonan, Georgia, you know, Coweta County. How does the system treat that Google user as far as my success in popping up?
Yeah, so it's geo-targeted, Greg. So what happens is Google sends a postcard to you in the mailbox called a PIN verification letter. That'll come to your street address there in an actual mail. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it we get from you. That marks your center location, and then you get a 50-mile radius around that center location.
Okay.
So it's a 50-mile radius from your 24 Wrightsburg.
Right.
So if they fall within that radius, when they're searching, whether it be on their mobile device or their phone, IP address, they're going to see you as a top recommended option on the first page of those search results. They have to be
okay.
in that radius, and they have to have typed in one of the services that you provide that we're having you listed for.
Gotcha.
Okay. So if they're searching on their mobile device, if you're driving down the road, right, and you're 52 miles away, you're not seeing you, but then they drive into your zone and they do the search results will change. You'll see Southern Signature Solutions there. Make sense?
Okay, but it does. It does. But what about my example if somebody is sitting in, you know, Macon, or the outskirts of Macon, Georgia, and they search on, say, metal roofing or siding, is there part of this program where I can also show up in that scenario?
Yeah, you can. But that would be a package that we upgrade you to. That wouldn't be the starting package because Macon is 72 miles away from you. So as this package at $299, these guys aren't going to see you.
So you got to kind of pay just to kind of put that in layman's terms.
Some packages are more expensive than others is based on the ground you're covering. If money's no object to you, I can have you showing to the whole state of Georgia.
Right. I get it.
Yeah. But what we're trying to do is remain cost efficient. And on a month-to-month service, show you what we can do, and then obviously earn our way into something bigger. I also want to make sure that you guys can handle the capacity. Because you might say, hey, I want to show up all the way over to Macon. And then when we do that, you're going, well, this is way too many phone calls.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So we start with this. We evaluate it. We go 1 month at a time. And we'll continue to fine-tune it until it fits exactly what your business needs as a marketing strategy, and then we leave it alone, unless you want to change it, you know?
Yeah.
The idea here is to find, there's no cookie-cutter system for every business owner. Every business owner is different. Every business is different. There might be things that you provide that some of those other guys like Hero don't provide, right? Or vice versa.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure the campaign's customized and tailored to you. And
yeah.
That only happens through time and just getting to know each other, going through certain scenarios.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
I'm following you pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm probably going to want to do something with you, assuming this goes good.
Yeah.
You know, probably January to get the forestry and the land clearing division out there as well.
Right. I took note of that. And I also I'll put a note here in my calendar. So at the beginning of the year, we'll revisit the account. you know, and that way you'll already have a tracking system you'll know how to use. We've already had some experience under our belt prior to that. And then, you know, we could log into that system and come up with a customized targeted marketing strategy that's favorable rather than just throwing a bunch of money at it and see what sticks.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. How do we go through the process of ensuring that the keywords that I would like to tag to my business are loaded in the system and associated
yep.
with my Google program?
Yep. So that's called a client interview. We would do that today if you got time in your schedule. I could set up the account now, and then I could schedule the client interview for as early as 4 to 5 o'clock.
Probably, could we consider doing that Monday afternoon?
I could. I mean, I would like to go into the weekend with it knocked out because you said that your website's inadequate. So I would imagine we're going to have to do some work on your site over the weekend. But, yeah, I mean, the idea here is just to secure the listing so that way it's not going anywhere and we know it's yours. And then I could schedule it for Monday if that's what works best for you. But
yeah, I'll sign, depending on how much time it takes, I'll let you sign me up.
Yeah, all I need is your go-ahead, and I'll create it right now and get it all signed up. It takes about 3 minutes.
Yeah. Tell me the name of your company again.
Local Splash.
Local Flash, F-L-A-S-H?
No. Splash, like water.
Oh, I thought you said Flash. It's Splash.
No,
yeah,
Local
I hadn't
Splash.
Even, I hadn't even looked you up yet.
Oh, geez.
Nothing
yeah.
against you.
No, no problem. Here, let me show you. So you get texting on this line. I'll try to make everything go
quick. I just found it. I'm on my browser right now.
There you go. Yeah, so we're a Google partner. We're a premier Google partner. We've been in business since 2004, so we're the highest rated Google partner in the industry. The package that I'm offering to you is advertised on our pricing page at $599. I cut it in half.
Yeah.
So instead of you paying $600 a month, you're paying $299. And I only did that because of this discount that my rep requested for you. It said you were technically still a new business when you're under 5 years old. And then as I was talking to you, you told me you were spending about $350 on Angie's every month.
That's right.
So I wanted to design something that would fit into your marketing budget, at least initially starting out.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, it's okay. I just want to make sure I can put you in a position to compare the two and not break the bank.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that. Obviously, mm-hmm. monthly marketing expense is of concern to me and, should be every other small business.
Every smart business owner should try to keep their overhead low.
I mean, you got to keep the overhead low, and I'm sitting here looking at my current Angie spend, and it's expensive from the sense of, I told you a while ago, that there's so many leads that are not good.
It's a reseller. That's the problem. Is they're reselling you leads that they're getting off of Google. And what happens is there's a delay in that. With them gathering the information and then sending it to you, and by the time you call it, that person might already talk to 3 or 4 other businesses.
Yeah.
So that delay is a discredit to your business, whereas if we list you independently here, they call you directly as a live call. It's not coming to us. Because we're not charging you a lead fee. We don't want them calling us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Angie's they want them calling them so that way they can dispatch it to you. But Google has its own way of tracking that without having to actually interact with the customer. If they just dial off their mobile device, we'll know their number and what service they looked up before they got your name and called you. We already have access to that. You know, it's part of the analytics system. So
yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, you're just eliminating a step in the process, and that's where all those extra fees come in.
Well, where I would like to target going with this marketing strategy, let's call it, is I would like to, and it's going to take, who knows, a couple of months, 3 months, 4 months. We got the holidays here. Probably not the best time to, short term anyway, say now the end of the year, it's not the best time to start analyzing lead data because of the obvious, you know, things usually slow down in this industry.
It does slow down, but we also have data that goes back like 10 years, you know?
Yeah. But what I'm going, where I'm going with this is I would not be opposed if I see the results I want to see, I would be open to, eventually, you know, canceling Angie and then taking that monthly spend and giving it to you and, creating some of these other markets, because I don't want to stop advertising in Middle and South Georgia. Therefore, I'm not going to cancel Angie just yet.
Right.
But I'd love, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I think that's a great idea. I like the logic. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. What I want to do is have concrete proof. You know what I mean? Have you, compare the two side by side. You know, the proof is really in the pudding. This is one of those products that sells itself. Once you see what this brings to the table for your business, I don't think it's something that you're going to ever stop doing, really.
Right.
Can you hear me? You cut out for a second.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think I got a poor signal here where I'm sitting. I'm parked. I've just pulled into a place.
Yeah, but like I said, my plan is to start here at $299, and then, you know, we'll have conversations moving forward. I'll be your account lead, and, you know, I'll break down exactly how everything's being spent and why, you know, so that way you know it's not just throwing money at something, that it's tangible and yielding return on investment for your business.
So you're not going away. You're going to be...
No, yeah, I'm your account lead, so I'll be here.
Okay.
You know, if you need to make changes to the account, you need to update a listing, you need to swap out a service, you know, I'm your guy. We do have a 24/7 customer service department, and there are times where I might be on the phone if you call in, but, you know, they'll take a message from you, and I'll always call you back same day or second I'm available.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I'm willing, as long as I don't have to sign a long-term contract, I'm willing to give this 2 or 3 months and see what happens.
Yeah, it's month to month. Actually, you know, it's crazy you mentioned that, is that we do have a deal. If you wanted to do 3 months, I could put you on that same package with the discount and drop it down to $700. Because at $299, you're going to spend about $900 over the next 3 months.
Yeah. Boy, you got yourself a heck of a sales pitch there, John.
I like saving money. I'm a Costco shopper. I buy my things in bulk.
Yeah,
I got kids.
Yeah.
So I just want to throw that out there to you. They do have offers like that. We get a lot of business owners, especially the contractors, where they're just like, hey, lock it up for the year. I don't want so-and-so getting it, so just lock it up for the year. So we do have packages like that, and it actually saves you more money.
Well, it makes sense for me to do that because I want to give it 3 months anyway.
Yeah,
so
if you're already planning on going 3 months, I can do $700 for 3 months, and then we can visit the conversation for Google Ads before that expires for Google Guarantee.
We could do what? Say that last part again?
Talk about upgrading the package at that time. You know,
at the end of the 3 months.
Exactly. Yeah, because you'll be paid through. If we do it for 3 months, you're talking December 18th, January 18th, February 18th. So by February 18th, we'll decide, hey, do you want to keep going at this or renew, you know, 3, 6, 12 months, or if you want to go month to month, or if you want to go Google Guarantee and start hitting making and adding those other services in that we talked about.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got to pay that $700 up front?
Yeah. Yeah. In order to secure the listing for your company, it would be an upfront cost.
Yeah.
It costs us money.
How long? I need to run in this business I've just pulled up to. How long is it going to take to do this initial sign up, and then we can do the
I have all your information. All I need is your email address, your hours of operation, and the payment method, and then I'll schedule your client interview for Monday.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Okay. You got my, you said you need my email?
Yeah. What's your email address?
That's southernsouthernsf@icloud.com.
I thought, okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
That would be just office hours would be Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Okay. And do you work the weekends at all, or are you closed?
I try not to, but I don't really want to.
By
appointment. By appointment.
Yeah, because then they can call you, but you're not really expected to go out there and work, you know?
There you go.
Schedule something. And then the address is the 24 Riceburg in Sonoya, right?
Riceburg Trail. That's Righthsburg Trail.
30276?
Yep.
Okay. And the phone number we're on is the best phone number for us and your customers?
I'd like to list my toll-free number for the office number, the main number.
Okay.
And it rings to my cell phone, but it's, I think an 800 number sounds more regional from an image.
Yeah, from the 678. What's the 800 number?
It's 800-745-1998.
All right, so that'll be the business phone on the listing, but I'm still going to save this number in case I need to get a hold of you directly or if I'm going to send you a text message.
Yeah, you can text me to that number you're calling me on now.
Okay, what I'm going to do then right now is I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I think I texted it to you earlier, but I'm going to send it to you again. And then save that to your phone.
What part of the country are you in, John?
California.
Oh, wow. Oh, good for you. What part?
Yeah, it's good and bad. You know, the people are crazy, but the land is beautiful. I'm in Southern California. We're in Orange County.
Yeah, my son, my youngest boy, he graduated college in 19, got on with Mutual of Omaha. He spent a year living in Costa Mesa.
Yeah, that's where I live. Our company is actually in Newport Beach, and I live in Costa Mesa.
Yeah, he lived there. He had a roommate. He shacked up with a roommate for 1 year while he was training, and I went out there twice. We went to Newport Beach, Huntington Beach, all that right in there. Gorgeous.
Yeah, that's my hometown. So I was born in Santa Ana, but I was raised in Huntington Beach. So I lived on Beach Boulevard right next to the beach my whole life.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I moved to Costa Mesa about 6 years ago when my oldest was born, and I bought a house here. And then I work in Newport Beach, though, right next to the Google headquarters out here.
Yeah. His office was in Irvine.
Yep, yeah. So the Google headquarters is right off the 405 between Newport and Irvine. So literally.
We drove right by there a couple of times. I remember looking up and telling Kyle, I said, look, there's the Google, you know, corporate office there.
That's where we're calling you from. That's where I work.
I'll be darned. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I have your business profile created here. I gave you my direct number and extension. Like I said, I'm your guy. So if you have questions, comments, or concerns, just give me a call. I'll make sure I get you taken care of and that we're at a firm understanding on everything going on with your account, okay?
Now, what about the website work? Is that extra or is that included
no.
in this?
Include no, in this? I included it in the package, but you would need to get us the login credentials in order to touch it up and make any changes to it. So we can get that on Monday, though, during your client interview.
Yeah, let's do that on Monday.
Yep. So the last thing I got to do is just secure the first or the 3 month payment of the $700. How did you want to do that?
I'd give you a Visa card here.
Okay, and it's under your name, Gregory Carter.
It's Thomas Thomas middle initial G.
Oh. Okay. I had. had you under Greg the whole time.
Yeah, I go by Greg. Middle name Gregory.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the street address where
yep.
you're sending your PIN verification?
Exactly the same.
All right, I'm ready for you.
It's 4490.
9000. 9000.
0081
1760. Yeah. 0081 1760. Okay. And then the 3-digit expiration? Yeah. 01024. Okay. And 3-digit on the back.
That'd be 279.
279. Okay. And then what's a good time for your client interview on Monday?
All right. So I got to go. Pick up a truck. I'll be driving home. I'd say between 3 and 5 East Coast time would be better, somewhere in that 3 to 5.
Okay. Let me see what we got here. All right. I got a 4 to 5 available.
That's fine.
Okay. Doesn't usually take an hour, Greg, but... We like to schedule it that long in case you have any extra questions or the call goes over. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your iCloud email, and then I'm also going to text you 1 hour before the appointment just to make sure it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know at that time, and then I could always reschedule it. But I want to try to get it done as soon as possible. I don't like waiting
that's,
the day.
No. I don't. Now that I've paid you, I don't want to wait either. I've got some stuff this afternoon that's pressing, and we'll get her done Monday.
Okay. All right. Sounds good to me. I'll send you over the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement. Almost done, though. One more thing. Two more things. There's a security question on your account. So if somebody contacts you from my business and you want to verify that they're actually affiliated with us, you can ask them to verify the security question, and vice versa. If somebody calls in pretending to be you, we're going to ask them the security question. So you can use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What works best for you?
Let's do city I was born in.
Okay. Where were you born, Greg?
Newnan. N-E-W-N-A-N.
N-E-W-N-A-N. Okay. N-E-W-N-A-N. All right. Let me go ahead and save. All right, and then just a brief voice verification as an added form of protection for you, and I'll let you get to that job. You ready?
Say that again.
I'm going to walk you through a little recording here just to outline the agreement, and it's an added form of protection for you that we'll send you in writing. So I'm just going to walk you through it, and then I'll let you get to that job in front of you.
Okay.
All right. If I say something you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Yep.
All right. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our business and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
State my business name?
Yes, sir.
Southern Signature Solutions.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Thomas. Middle initial G. Carter, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, sir.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, sir.
All right. And in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes, sir.
All right. So it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's going to be a 3-month agreement for $700. It's going to remain in that discounted pricing structure of $299 starting the following month. So when the bill is due on February 18th, I'm actually going to contact you before that process is at $299 month to month, and we could talk about expanding or if you want to do another prepay to save yourself money. When the term is completed, the agreement will, like I said, automatically renew $299 February 18th. says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. All that we ask is that you let us know before the next billing on February 18th is due, so that way we can stop your billing cycle if you are going to discontinue. I don't think you will, but just full disclosure there. Then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
And then what was it about the renewal terms?
Yeah, it's renewal and cancellation terms.
Yeah,
so the renewal is that you're paying 3 months today. So this is going to cover you from November 18th to December 18th is 1 month. December 18th to January 18th is 2 months. January 18th to February 18th is 3 months. So you're all paid up. You won't have to pay another penny more until February 18th. At that time, it's set up to process at $299 month to month. It's still that discounted pricing structure that we discussed. But what's going to happen is I'm going to touch base with you and give you the option to upgrade the package if you want, or even do another prepay rather than going to that month to month. Make sense?
Yeah, because see, by then, I'm probably going to want to talk to you about upgrading, adding some different geographics to it, and even my other forestry and mulching business.
Right. That's why I've notated that, but that's why we're disclosing it here also on the recording, because they send this over in writing too. So even though you're not binded to a contract or anything, it's just stating this is everything that we're going to do for you as discussed, and then it's going to have the receipt and the pricing structure and a breakdown of everything that we're doing. But we're still sending everything over to Black.
I understand. I just didn't want to have it set up to where $700 is going to hit again automatically in February.
No.
We haven't had a chance to talk.
Yeah, no. No, that's not going to happen. It'll never do that. So it will be set up to automatically process, but it'll go to month on February 18th. And then like I'm telling you now, is I'm going to touch base with you and give you the option to, hey, if you want to prepay, add the other services or upgrade it. You can always call in and add those other services prior to then, too. You don't have to wait for that other billing to come around. If you decide January 1st that you want to add those, you know, I could verify that they're within that window or under that umbrella of the category you're in. You know, obviously, we may end up adding those before. So just kind of throwing
that out. I got it. I'm with you.
Yeah, it's not just based on you paying us, then we change it. It's just based on the availability for those services in this area. Make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'm going to be watching it for you. Okay. We're going to grow you.
Okay.
But that's why I'm disclosing it on the recording. And then it did state you can cancel at any time. There's no penalty or anything like that. And then it asked again, do you agree to the renewal or cancellation terms? Renewal and cancellation.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So when your payment clears for the $700, you're going to get an automated message from my company. It'll say, Thomas, thank you for choosing Local Splash because I changed your name. I wanted to make sure it matched up with the billing information. That way when you go write it off here in January, it's got the right name on it.
Yes, sir.
I know how that is. I have two businesses outside of here, and I use all the write-offs I can get.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to send that over to you now. Once you have that, you will have to sign off on the bottom of it. It'll ask you for a signature. I know you got a client in front of you, so I'll let you worry about that over the weekend. And then I'll circle back with you for your client interview on Monday between 4 and 5 o'clock, okay?
Sounds good, John.
All right, if you need anything, like I said, no questions or dumb questions. You know, my dad's 70 years old, and he does this, and he's like computer illiterate, so... You know, don't hesitate to give me a call if you need anything. That's why I'm here.
And one last question. Appreciate that. One last question. How long does it take this to go live after we have that assuming it's after we have that interview?
Yeah.
Monday?
So that's actually a great question. So the PIN verification is what dictates when the account goes live. So I want to put a point of emphasis on that, because you only have to PIN verify yourself one time for as long as you own your business. We're sending it out today. It takes about 5 to 7 days to receive in the mail, but that's the only thing we send you in the actual mail. It's not an email. It's coming to your mailbox. And it's,
I got it.
Yeah, there's a 5-digit number on the back of that. So you should be really excited when that comes in. It's like a little early Christmas present, right? Because once that comes in, we input the verification, and then we're able to go live with your account. You'll be able to start seeing yourself. So prior to that coming in, though, we're going to knock out the client interview, get your website looking how you want it to look, customize the campaign, so that way when it's time to go live, we're ready. We just launch.
Got it.
Make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And they give me a notification around the time that that comes in, so I can actually set it up to I'm going to touch base with you and get that number from you. You can also call in, text in, or email it when you get it. Also, let your lady know, or if there's somebody else that checks the mailbox, so that way they don't throw that away or mistake it for junk mail. That'll slow things down a bit.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds good, John.
All right. I'm looking forward to working with you. Like I said, you know, Tom, Greg, you told me a few times on this call that, hey, you know, you get lost with the computer stuff. And my findings in speaking with you, you're a lot more educated and a lot more computer literate than you give yourself credit for. You asked all the right questions, but I just want to make sure that that communication sticks and continues to happen. So, you know, don't hesitate. If there's anything that we can do to make sure that you're more successful or to keep you happy with this, let me know. That's basically what Google wants from me and our company, is to make sure that it's working properly for you. That way they can see you coming back each month long term. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Sounds good. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate the effort. Appreciate y'all calling today. You caught me at a good time. So
This is going to be a great thing. I mean, if you haven't done this for your business yet in the 3 years, I mean, I imagine 2022 is going to be the most profitable year you've had to date, or 2023, excuse me.
2023, yeah.
Yeah, you're all set for the new year. I'm telling you, by the time that February 18th bill rolls around, you'll probably have already left Angie's.
I kind of want to, man. I just got a bad vibe about paying them $350 and these leads not being any good, you know, for the most part. Like I told you, there's been two or three throughout the year that have kept me in the program, but I'm not real excited. You did a good job, by the way, of explaining how Angie works and that they're reselling this stuff. I understand it. I see what they're doing.
Yeah, and you know what? That's another thing, too, that I'm glad that we're still on the line. I know you have that customer there. But there's an article that came out with the Federal Trade Commission. I don't like to bash companies usually, but I'll send this over to you so that way you can read through it when you get some free time this evening. It's only about a page long. But there's a section in there where it tells people who have used those systems, HomeAdvisor or Angie's, if they feel that they have been ripped off or are fraudulently, you know, mistreated, charged for leads that didn't go anywhere, you know, you could fill out that form and they investigate it for you. I've had a few guys get their money back from that system. So, you know, I'm glad that you touched base on that before we disconnected the call. I just sent that over to your tech there. I think that's what that whistle is. But, yeah, over the weekend, you know, it's not just about, hey, finding a better solution for you and leaving them, but you might be entitled to some kind of reimbursement that winds up paying for this whole thing anyway, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So appreciate that.
Yeah, just some food for thought. You know, the Federal Trade Commission's been considering shutting them down since March of this year, and they've been shut down before. HomeAdvisor was called Service Magic, and then they rebranded after they got shut down to HomeAdvisor, and then they bought Angie's Leads Angie's List in 2017 and turned it into Angie's Leads. Then you came starting up like 2 years later, and they signed you up for that. But we'll talk more about it. Like I said, I'm in your back pocket, so save my number there. And if you ever want to bounce stuff off me, even if it's not particularly pertaining to what we're doing, but it's relevant to your business's online marketing, just let me know.
So this number you're calling me from, this 678-539-9644, what is that number?
It'll come into us. It'll still come into us because we have centers in every state in the United States. It'll go to a customer service rep, and then if you told them, hey, you want to speak with your account manager, then they would transfer you over to me. Whereas if you dial the 877 number with my extension, that just comes to me directly.
So if I want to get you direct, I call this number where the texts are coming in from, the 877-635-6225. That comes in to you.
Yep, yeah, you hit extension 544. So it'll ask you, if you know the extension, please dial it now. You hit 544, that'll call me direct. If you don't hit anything, again, you're going to get a customer service rep. Or if it's after 7 o'clock and I'm not here, you're going to get a customer service rep.
Yeah, what is your last name, John?
Hill, H-I-L-L.
And it's, what's that extension again?
544. It's in your text messages.
Oh, it's in there? Okay.
Yeah, and it's going to be at the bottom of every text and email that I send to you.
Yeah, okay. I just didn't see it.
No, you got it twice. I sent it to you about a half hour ago, and then again, like 10 minutes after that one with the pricing page and everything. Yep.
Yeah, I got it.
All right. So there is a link there. Remember to sign off on that over the weekend, and then I'll circle back with you on Monday for that client interview, okay?
You sent me something I need to sign off on?
Yes. In your text messages, it says, Thomas G., thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yeah, I see it right now.
And there's a link there. It'll say, please click here.
Okay.
Click on that, and there's a full outline of the agreement in writing. So you got everything in black and white with the pricing structure, cancellation policy. At the bottom, it just wants you to authorize that it was actually you and to sign your first and last name. You just kind of type it out there, Greg.
All right, John. I sure appreciate your time, buddy.
Oh, I'm looking forward to working with you. Likewise.
I am too.
Yes, all right, I'm going to circle back with you on Monday.
Talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Okay. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Appreciate you, sir.